It's hard to believe that a man as friendly and optimistic as Travis Sellers was at one time an inmate in the Durham County Jail. Over the last 15 years, Travis has been arrested 14 times for everything from shoplifting to robbery. His scars tell much of the story.
This one here, he had a box cutter, and I didn't even know I was cut till I walked
away. This one
away.
Right here, a drug dealer I had robbed, he recognized.
And this one here, I was getting high in his mother's basement. I've been shot, too.
His most recent felony, in 2000, was for armed robbery, and he served 3 years and 10 months. By the time he was released in November 2003, he knew he needed to turn his life around. He did it by asking himself a question.
I said, if I was to die right now, what would they put on my tombstone? He got drunk and high. I don't say I was arrested, I was rescued.
Eventually, Travis was placed with the Reconciliation and Reentry Program, which pairs local congregations with former prisoners. Here at the Lakewood United Methodist Church on Chapel Hill Road, Travis met with members of a support team to talk about things like job prospects, conflicts, and change. The church pastor is James Malloy.
So many times, folk do not have, as they've been in prison, do not have a support system. People will not hire them, and they need someone to let them know that God loves them.
Local leaders like Malloy credit Marcia Owen when they talk about the Reconciliation and Reentry Program. She helped start the program in 2003, just about the time Travis was being released.
I moved back to Durham in 1988, and I read the paper every day. And what I learned and read was that there was just perennial killings, and that the people that were dying from gun violence, were dying from bullets, being shot. And I also noticed that they were almost all young African-American men, and that was quite alarming.
If the level of violence was alarming to Owen, it was especially alarming for Travis, who was just about to step back into that world.
I had got out, and it was like I was on this path, and doors was closing. My mother was scared because she didn't know if her son was going back to jail. And I was watching my community just drugs, shooting. And I'm like, man, God, what's going on? And these guys had bets on me that I was going back. And I was like, I don't want that no more.
But that was the old Travis.
Neither to my lovely co-worker, Simone.
Today, Travis has two jobs, both of them here at Urban Ministries of Durham. He leads a recovery class and is a residential manager of their homeless shelter.
And here go one of my alumni. This is my lovely student from last year, Lola Johnson. Look in the camera.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
And this is radio.
Radio, hello.
Since the Reconciliation and Reentry Program began, 10 men have participated. Just one has returned to prison.
I believe Travis is succeeding because he's this brilliant man with this enormous personality. And that he has truly regained his sense of self, and that he's in a process of reconciliation.
One of the first steps toward recovery asks participants to rely on a power greater than themselves. Travis has done that with his newfound faith.
I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven sign my name.
Mother Teresa was asked one time when she was in doing her outreach in Calcutta by a person, do you want me to go over there and help you? Mother Teresa said, no, stay right where you are. Calcutta is right where you are. So we have a need right here in the city of Durham.
My life isn't over, and the one gentleman that is back in prison, his life isn't over yet, and we're still with him. His journey's just taken a little bit longer than what we had expected.
With producer David Barriswain, I'm John Hallberg.